A lot of people ask me what to do about people who don't want to talk about race or don't think racism is a problem, or maybe they're even actively pushing back against any conversation about race. To which I say, not a lot. What do you do with them? Not a whole lot. Because this is engaging in what I call racial apologetics. Making a defense for the fact that we should even be talking about race when the reality is it's pretty well self-evident. You can look at history, sociology, psychology, you can look at any field from sports to business to medicine, and you can see disparities along racial lines. And so the burden is really upon the person who is opposing the idea that racism is a problem. The burden is on them to prove that it's not a problem. As for you, your time and your energy and your effort is perhaps better spent in areas where people are receptive, where people are humble enough to want to have their perspectives changed, for people who are ready to have the conversation. In addition, your time, energy, effort is better spent actually doing something about racism, actually fighting racism, because the point, the purpose, is to alleviate the burden and remove some of the pain from the people who are most impacted by racism, that being Black people and other people of color. Keep the people who are victimized by racism at the center of the conversation and let that guide your actions. And by so doing, you're actually going to be a living model, a witness to the work of racial justice, which may just prove the most persuasive element in changing someone's mind.
How to Fight Racism by Jamar Tisby is on sale now. Order your copy today at howtofightracism.com.